A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Tumura Chav Ches, Tumura 28a, pagination is 55. We have the privilege of starting the sixth perek of Tumura, starting from the top of the page where the Mishnah begins. Kol ho asurim legabe mizbeach, anything that's forbidden to be brought to the mizbeach, osrin bekol shehein, they're going to forbid it even in the smallest number of mixture. Now, we typically talk about mixtures in the context of a kitchen setting. A little bit of milk fell into a big chullent of meat, things like that, and that's the way we tend to think. But in this case, we're talking about animals. And when we say bekol shehein, even the smallest amount, we mean the smallest amount of an animal into a much larger mixture. Take a look at Rashi on the top line. Afilu nisarvu echad be'elef kulan asurin lamizbeach. Even if it's one animal that's forbidden to the mizbeach for whatever reason, that got mixed in with 1,000 animals that would be eligible to be brought on the mizbeach, they're all going to become forbidden to be brought on the mizbeach. Now, this list may very well leave animals that could be permitted in basic benefit. You'd be able to shecht it for personal use, but it would not be able to be used for the mizbeach. This mixture and the possibility that the animal that I'm looking at is that level of prohibition makes it ineligible. Even if it ends up 1 in 1,000, none of those animals can be used for the mizbeach. The Mishnah, second line, lists off the cases. Haroveya vehanirva, an animal that was used with a human being. Vehamuktsa, and an animal designated for avodah zarah. Vehanevad, or an animal that was worshipped. Vehaesnan, an animal that was used as exchange for sexual activity. Umechir, and an animal that was used for a dog exchange. Vehakilayim, an animal whose origin is a mixed breed of a forbidden mixture. Ve'atrefa, or an animal that is a trefa. Now, one can ask, how would you know that it's a trefa? And the answer would be simple, that it was attacked in a way that we have a psak, that it's a trefa. A wolf attacked it, sunk its claws into it, and it has the halachic status of a trefa, and it got mixed in with the others, and now we can't identify which one it is. The reason that we're posing the question is because if the animal's walking around looking sickly, so then just find it again in the mixture, and the rest are fine. But this is an unknown, invisible type of blemish, and it's going to forbid all the other animals as well from being brought on the mizbeach. V'yotzei dofen, and an animal that was born through the side of the animal, meaning a caesarean, a C-section. Now, C-section, we're familiar with in different areas. These are the questions, for example, by a human being of pidyon haben. If it was a firstborn, would you have to do pidyon? It's not a peter rechem. It's not coming out in the normal way of the womb. The question of if it's a boy, the bris, so it's the child certainly needs a bris. It's a Jewish child, but does it need a bris bismano on Shabbos? And C-section, we know, creates lots of different questions. the point over here is that it would be ineligible to be brought on the Mizbeach, and if it got mixed in to others, it would forbid those as well as being part of its mixture. Now, the structure of this perek is to proceed and explain each one of these cases, and our Mishnah addresses the contrast between Muktza and Ne'evad. We translated Muktza as something designated for Avodah Zarah, and Ne'evad is that it was actually worshipped as Avodah Zarah. So, Ezehu Muktza, the Mishnah says, what's considered designated? HaMuktza la'avodas kochavim, it was designated. Hu asur umasha alav mutter, the animal itself will be forbidden, but whatever is on top of it is still going to be permitted. That's not part of the designation. Ve'ezehu ha-ne'evad, on the other hand, what's considered worshipped, kol sha'ovdim oso, they actually worship the animal, and the rule in such a case is hu masha alav asur. It and what's on it becomes forbidden. Vizeh vizeh mutar ba'achila. But in both cases, it's going to be permitted in eating. The Mishnah is saying it's not going to be forbidden in benefit. And therefore, as long as you keep it clear of the Mizbeach, it will have use for you. In Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya Simen Kuf Mem Hei Ches, Ba'alei Chayim Einan Ne'esarim, animals in their live state do not become forbidden in the sense of benefit. It'll be forbidden to the Mizbeach. Won't be forbidden in the sense of benefit. Sha'afilu Ishtachav Ala Behemah Shalom, even if a person bowed to his own animal, Lo Nesra, it's not going to forbid it in the chulin sense, only if he went ahead and actually shecht it, chas v'shalom, to avodah zarah, that would actually create a prohibition. But to bow, again, chas v'shalom, not allowed to do such a thing, but it's not going to forbid a live animal in the chulin benefit sense, rather, only la mizbeach will it be forbidden. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.